morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be lumber one.
State Representative Gary Leaf joining us. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
Well, it has been a weekend. We'll just put it like that. How about you?
yeah, same thing. And you know, first I want to say thank you very much for getting DFPA in my slot on last week. I thought it was more important that they talk about fires, and I appreciate you switching that.
Yeah, you bet. And we're going to continue, of course, talking a lot with them and the other fire folks. You're obviously involved in some of the things going on as a member of the state legislature, watching all of this fire situation. What's your assessment?
You know, I've been in contact with the county commissioner Boyce and with the sheriff and with the Oregon State Police, you know, just kind of maintaining what's going on. There's a lot of fake news in Douglas County about fires being started by, you know, groups and organizations. I am hearing that they are confirming that outside of our area, but in Douglas County, I've been absolutely told that's not true right now for us. So I'm continuing to monitor that. I'm also looking at the Phoenix Talent, you know, fires. That's just horrific. You know, we're monitoring that as well. There has been stories that some of those fires were set on purpose. So that's what I'm doing kind of daily and kind of dealing with people. You know, this morning I've gotten several messenger and tweets about, are we safe here? You know, what's going on? And in my district, which is basically down I-5 from Roseburg all the way to Grants Pass, you know, we don't have any fires like we had last year. If you remember the Milepost 97 fire, which was horrible. And so right now in my district, we're kind of not seeing anything right now.
You know, we are going to have quite a bit of things to do backing out of this. Tremendous amount of damage to the state, to property, to residences. And I'm sure at some point that's going to involve some action from the legislature.
Yeah, and as you know, Kyle, we are going to be at least probably $8 billion down just from people being off jobs in revenue to the state. So I'm not sure how we're going to fund that. We're going to have to turn to FEMA and the federal government to, you know, to kind of help us through that. But I think the bottom line, and I just said this on Twitter a few minutes ago, you know, we've got to get back to federal forest management. You know, we have to be able to do thinning. We have to be able to burn the underbrush before we get into these fire seasons. And we have to be allowed in those federal forest lands. I think that's so important.
And that has been talked about a lot over the weekend as people go back and forth about you know, climate change versus forest management or some of both. Seems like there's a lot of factors going into what's led to this situation and even just the weather situation as well, which was forecast a couple of days ahead that said we'd have this unique event, low humidity, high winds, hot temperatures, something that only happens a few times in a 100-year period.
You know, if we are experiencing what people are calling climate change, and I see, you know, that I see that, you know, we have higher temperatures, longer summers. They're being, you know, normally they'd kind of be over in August, September, and we're seeing them go into, you know, later into the fall. But if that's true, that's all the more important for us to be able to do forest management. You know, if we're not, we used to have, you know, timber companies up in the mountains everywhere, and if they saw a lightning strike or something, boom, they'd put it out right away. Now there's nobody up there because we're not doing any timber harvesting whatsoever, basically. So there are no timber crews out there to put those lightning strikes out right now. So the other option, the only other option, is let's do some timber management. Let's thin and burn and create some fire blocks and, you know, get the federal government, Congress, to be able to allot that kind of stuff. And they've tried in the past and have been unsuccessful.
I've been told that one of the things that has helped the Archie Creek situation is what was called kind of an unprecedented response by the timber industry folks, because of the weather situation, couldn't be working on lands that they had and have been in mass with equipment and people both helping and being part of the fire crew situation.
Oh, my gosh. The people on the ground have just been amazing. You know, you see people, you know, what we've got, 50,000 people right now are without homes right now. You've got another, I think, total of about 500,000 people that are on standby that may have to move out. And the community has just been so great, open arms, trying to help everybody, you know, be able to move their livestock in, be able to help feed them. You saw the thing in Kmart this weekend where they were feeding all those families. I mean, it's just, it's simply amazing. But you also have people that I know of, you know, look at Representative Hayden. I mean, he's out there fighting fires right now. So you got people stepping up, doing the best that they can, you know, given the circumstances that we have.
A lot of people were out over the weekend, and it was amazing how many different efforts there were, how they got quickly put together, how they were funded almost, you know, on a dime in terms of people reaching out and reaching into their pockets and digging deep to help people help those that were impacted. About 3,000 people at one point evacuated from the Glide area.
Yeah, you know, and I spoke with Commissioner Boyce, I think it was 3 days ago, and he had said we went from zero to 160,000 acres overnight, just that quickly, you know, and so people just did anything they could to step up to help, and that's what communities are there to do, is to step up and help.
And now it's going to be the long process, well, not even now, once we get through the rest of this and get the fire out, et cetera, we're going to have a very long rebuilding process.
Well, and, you know, some of the fires, some of the big fires that I'm seeing up in Clackamas, you know, they're not even 10% controlled right now, and they're moving into Oregon City. So you have a lot more devastation coming right now. So it's, you know, it's going to be very important that we, you know, come together and try and figure out how we can rebuild and how we get money to rebuild, too.
As I've been told locally, if by Wednesday we start to see some improvement in the weather in terms of some rain and lessening of the smoke, there's a potential for that, if the temperatures stay warm enough, to actually kick the fire back into gear. So it's kind of a mixed situation there.
Yeah, and you know, there's an opportunity that we have anytime you have fires, is if you can get that timber, you know, cut and off of the ground within 6 months, then you won't have the beetles coming in there and destroying that timber. So that would support our timber mills. It would also clean up the landscape. We could replant, and we would have, you know, another generation of timber, plus we'd have you know, less fires in the future. But if you leave it there and you let those beetles get to it, it's kindling for another fire.
Yeah, and that is what people are worried about looking ahead. Of course, a lot of, and this fire, just like most other fires, is on a combination of federal, state, privately owned land as well. So it impacts all those areas.
Yeah, and it's mostly federal lands. And I think, you know, we can do our part as the in the state lands, but it's just a very small percentage when you compare it to the federal lands. Congress needs to act and change the law so we can actually manage our forests. And I believe Wyden's tried a couple of times to have, you know, bills through the legislature to be able to manage our lands. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened.
State Representative Gary Leaf, any final thoughts to share with folks?
No, just, you know, pay attention to Facebook and to all of the radio stations, and Kyle and everybody, hunker down and keep safe. And, you know, prayers go out to all the families that are dealing with this and all the first responders. So thank you.
All right. State Representative Gary Leaf on our morning conversation. It's 8:40.